Port Adelaide has finalised their side this afternoon. Aaron Greaves from the Power Coaching Staff joins us. Aaron, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Big. G'day, Rory.
Aaron.
Five changes, that's pretty drastic in terms of a side that's going pretty well, was going well up until 2 weeks ago. Do you want to just, can we start with Sam Gray? Is he injured or has he just been omitted?
No, look, Sam's been left out of the side with form. So Sam's, he has been, I guess, carrying some soreness. He was managed a few weeks ago, but just hasn't been able to get, I guess, his performance at the level that we know he can play at, and that's due to a number of reasons. So that is partly body. So some of he won't play in the sample for the Magpies this week. Okay. So he'll manage his body and but there's every chance he can come back and return there, get some form before he comes back into the AFL side.
Mm. And Kane Farrell, who we all put our hands together and applaud, he's going to make his debut and could very well play a very similar role to what Sam does.
Yeah, very similar. Like, it's really exciting for Kane. Like, first year player at the club, and anyone that's been down and watched some Sanford footy this year would know that he's got a lot of class and he's a great finisher. Really, good young player to have around the club. But, you know, for his size, he's got some real, I guess, aerial ability too, and what he's been able to build in the Magpie side is just some real consistency with his work rate and his contest, which, you know, as we know from those, you know, tough small forward roles that he needs to be able to get up and down the ground. So we're really excited about having him in the side. It's a big weekend for him and his family.
Bit of a goal sneak, 20 goals. Is he a left footer?
He is a left footer.
I thought he was. Yeah.
Very classy. He is. Finish. He's almost one of those guys that just looks so natural with ball in hand. And, you know, for what we've been showing with some of our stuff in the forward half lately, we think he can add a bit to it. Yeah.
Far be it for me to chip the great Ken Hinckley, and I'm a massive fan. Ken, Ballarat's not Bendigo. When he announced that the young man was making his debut, he said, well, he's playing at his home ground. Home ground. They're about an hour and a half away, Greavesy.
Some of the local leagues in those country Victoria regions, you drive that long to play a team in the same comp. Yeah, so I think that I'm sure his family will be very appreciative of only having to drive an hour and a half rather than fly to Perth or something.
I'm only being silly, Aaron. I think that's fantastic for him. Well done to the lad, and his family can be there. Tommy Jonas, it's 19 days today since a clean out of his knee. What's he been drinking? That is remarkable. His will and want to play has got him in.
Yeah, we know the strength and courage that he possesses and look, probably even surprised us by a week. We probably looked at the showdown for his return. And, medical meeting as we have sort of came in and presented that he was probably ahead of schedule and was going to roll him out a bit more and see how he goes. And he's been able to train this week and pull up fine. So, barring the next sort of 24 hours, there's no real concern on that one for us. So we're looking forward to him playing that vital role that he plays for us down back.
Okay, Billy Frampton's in the emergency as we speak. I think he'll be travelling there. Is Paddy Ryder an absolute lock?
Paddy Ryder will be given every opportunity to play. I tried to keep the weather report away from Paddy for the Ballarat conditions on the weekend because
he ain't playing. When he finds out there's sleet, he ain't playing.
But the padlocks all bar locked. I think Paddy will be fine as well. He did train pretty much full session on Thursday, said he felt great, even did some extra ruck work with Lady and some jumping and recovered fine. So, look, for Billy, it's frustrating because he can almost taste that he's so close. But, Paddy's such a huge, important part to our side, and to have him and Jonas both available is a huge, huge plus for us.
That's an interesting one because a lot of people just, I guess, I'm trying to think of the word to say, just not common sense, but most conservative people say, you know what, if there is any possible doubt, why wouldn't you just rest those guys and make sure they're fresh and fit, not just for the showdown next week, but a big final series coming up. But you guys must be so confident that they're ready to put them both in for this match.
Yeah, look, if there's any doubt that they won't play, and, you know, we've made sure that we've ticked all that off this week. You know, if there's any, I mean, there's always some risk in the game of AFL footy, but if there's any risk of them further injuring, you know, their current issues, then we obviously won't take a risk on it. On the other side, you know, the position we're in, sitting fifth and wanting to challenge for a top four position, we do need to win. So, this game is as important to us as any. And we feel that, Jonas and Ryder in particular have come through their programs really strongly to be able to put their hand up to play for us this week.
And Riley Bonner has earned a recall. He's just back for the 1 week and then straight back in. He's an important player with his run and carry off halfback.
Yeah, he is. And look, Dougal going out was not ideal with that hand. And, Riley went back last week. He was solid without being outstanding against Glenelg. Played on a pretty good player in Josh Scott down there and was in a number of contests. So, look, he's still a young, developing player for us, and he's still got areas of his game that he's got to continue to grow. But he also brings weapons to us. And, we love what he brings offensively and with ball in hand. And, I think the more games we can keep, obviously, getting into him, the better player he'll be in the future for Port Adelaide.
What's the prognosis with Dougal Howard? We've heard he's got a hand injury. Is it a couple of weeks, 1 week? What's it look like?
Yeah, it's probably see how the swelling settles. He's got it fairly heavily strapped at the moment to sort of protect it, and it's just a small bone in the sort of middle of his hand. So, once the real sharp pain goes out of that, generally you can, probably play with a guard the following week. So he's a chance for next week. If he doesn't play next week, I'd say he'd definitely be available for the week after. But as a defender and who, has an aerial impact as much as he does, both either by marking or coming and spoiling the ball, it's obviously a pretty important part of his game to have that hand right. So, fingers crossed for next week, but worst case, definitely the week after.
Has the club spoken to the group or addressed the group about the turnovers / kicking? I know you do in your reviews and that, but have you come to terms as a collective? You're just not a good kicking team. We heard Ollie Wines this morning, Bass earlier in the week. Where's it at?
Yeah, look, we definitely don't have the belief that we're not a good kicking team. I guess if you look at, and I guess part of the role that I play with some of our skill acquisition and analytics people within the development area of the club is that we break the game down quite significantly across sort of, almost quartiles to look at our kicking and then make sure that we're training. Our training specificity really looks like games and gives players as many scenario looks in training as what they would actually get in a game. And when we look at our back half of the ground, our defensive mid and between the arcs, our numbers actually stack up really well, and decisions that we're making to hit targets and control the ball have actually been some of our greatest strengths for the year. The issue clearly has been once we get forward to centre and how we finish with the ball going inside forward 50 and then how we convert our scoring opportunities. And as much as some of that, even to us, when you sit back and you think that's a horrible kick, a horrible option, where we need to keep working with our connection with our forwards too and what our forward structure and our forward movement looks like so that we're giving the kicker every opportunity. When you're coming out of the back half, quite often, we've got a Polak or Westhoff or someone that comes down to present an option, at that kicker, and it's quite an obvious option for them for the kicker to use. And what we, need to do is make those easier options available inside forward 50 as well. So there's a real connection piece there that it's not just the onus on the kicker. We actually need to give the kicker some options that are quite reasonable to hit as well.
Has the criticism stung the group? You're a pack of whinges and underperforming. Is there a bit of a resolve to bore that criticism up certain people's clackers? And I'm just wondering whether Ken would use that. In the old day, Aaron, in our day, we're a bit older than you, we as leaders would use that. We'd say, you know what, stuff this mob.
No, look, it's not something that's been spoken about at all. Until you mentioned that, I did see something on one of the shows, a few days ago. And, that's people's perception, change it, We've got,
fair enough.
You're always looking at your behaviours and make sure that you're presenting yourself in the best possible way. So, we always try and do that to keep getting better.
Aaron, thanks so much for your
time.
Five changes. Good luck with that when you go to Mars Stadium in Ballarat. Take your beanie and your long sleeves because it's going to be pretty chilly from all reports.
Will be.
Okay.
Appreciate you having me on, guys.